Hello, this is psychologist Dr. Mark Rohde, and today's podcast is on asking for help. First, let me acknowledge that reaching out for help is not easy for many people in recovery. It just isn't. I think that I understand the hesitance to reach out. Many don't want to admit to themselves the seriousness of their difficulty, much less admit it to somebody else. A lot of people in recovery hate the idea of being a burden. If you've been to treatment before, you may fear that others may perceive that you're just not worth the effort. Some may not feel comfortable with owing somebody else a favor, and there may be some who fear that any request for help may simply be shut down. And that would clearly be a no bueno moment. There's a reality that you're not going to be able to fully engage in recovery alone, and a reality that just thinking about asking for help often prompts emotions that include overwhelming fear, frustration, shame, anxiety, guilt, and a sense of worthlessness. It's a rather cruel reality that these feelings are often so powerfully present that asking for help is seriously delayed, if it happens at all. You may need to get the reality that recovery requires relationships, and that healthy relationships always include some give and take. Please consider the following. We can do more together than we can do by ourselves. Most people like being helpful. When we try to tough it out, things usually get tougher. Reaching out for assistance is actually a sign of strength. Recovery requires assistance. You just can't do this alone. You may believe that there is no one to ask for help, but that simply is not true. Your true aftercare coach has been through similar challenges themselves and is there for you. If you're involved in a 12-step recovery program, the whole model is based on peer support, members helping members. If you've got a therapist, they are likely to have the expertise to make this much better. If you've got a need and ignore it, things will get worse. Now, you can reach out when you anticipate a problem, when you're in the middle of a problem, and after the problem has happened. Early is always better. Earlier is much better, but staying silent is worse than anything. I have a sense that many people are hesitant to discuss some problems due to embarrassment. Now, this may sound corny, but the reality is that we've heard most everything, and we just don't judge. If you've got a need, talk about it with your coach, sponsor, or therapist. If you don't know how to ask for help, discuss it or role-play it with your coach, sponsor, or therapist. I'll finish today with a few concrete suggestions. As you start asking for help, start small with simple requests from people that you know and trust. As you build confidence, you can try later for more risky requests. If you can, ask for help before problems are overwhelming. Now, know that you've got some coping skills already, and you may have to use these in the event that some request just doesn't work out. Fully expect that asking for help won't feel comfortable at first, but things will get easier. Practice asking for help from your sponsor, coach, or therapist before trying it with loved ones. Whenever you ask for assistance, make sure that it's a request rather than a demand. Okay, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.